Unit 11. Marketing. Reading 1. Pepsodent's story. Nowadays, we are used to brushing our teeth every day. However, daily brushing was not always a habit. Its origins can be traced back to the launch of a toothpaste named Pepsodent in the early 1900s. The Pepsodent story tells us about more than just dental hygiene habits. It teaches us why people buy products and how we should go about marketing them. The man behind the success of Pepsodent was Charles C. Hopkins, an American advertising executive. Hopkins was asked to devise a marketing campaign for the new toothpaste. Hopkins' first move was to read dental textbooks in search of a trigger or cue that would persuade people to brush their teeth. Amid the dry textbooks, one word stuck out: plaque. Plaque, the books told Hopkins, attaches to teeth. In his Pepsodent ad campaign, Hopkins described plaque as a film that makes teeth look unattractive. Pepsodent would remove this film and improve your appearance. In this way, Hopkins presented consumers with a simple cue, dirty teeth, and a reward, a pretty smile. This combination made Pepsodent an astounding success. Within 3 weeks of launch, the product sold out, and within 3 years, it was an international top seller. The Pepsodent ad campaign was successful not only because it established a cue and a reward, but also because it instilled a habit for toothbrushing. The tingling sensation that Pepsodent created became associated with the feeling of clean teeth. People developed a craving for that tingling Pepsodent feeling, so no other toothpaste would do. People wanted clean teeth, and they connected that to the feeling of the Pepsodent tingle. This habit loop, created by a craving, has become a staple of marketing textbooks ever since. Reading 2. BCG Growth Share Matrix. In the early 1970s, the Boston Consulting Group developed a portfolio planning model called the BCG Growth Share Matrix. It is a tool employed to measure the potential of business portfolios and suggest future investment strategies. Based on two factors, relative market share and growth rate, the model divides a company's business units into four categories: cash cows, stars, question marks, and dogs. It assumes that an increase in market share will result in the generation of cash. The four categories of a product are crucial. Cash cows have high profitability and are market leaders in a low-growth market. Surplus cash from them should be channeled into stars and question marks to create future cash cows. Stars have a high market share in high-growth markets, and if this share is maintained, they are likely to grow into cash cows. Question marks have a low market share in a high-growth sector and use up a lot of cash. Nevertheless, they have the potential to gain market share and become stars, and possibly cash cows when market growth slows. Dogs, on the other hand, have a low market share in a low-growth market and, hence, have little future. The success of the BCG model is based on its simplicity. The strength of its entire business portfolio can be displayed in a single graph. Despite this success, the BCG model has been criticized for certain limitations. Factors other than market share and market growth, such as branding and product positioning, can influence the allocation of resources. Furthermore, a fast-growing market is not always attractive. It may lack size and stability, and ultimately prove unprofitable.